It is our main host and leader's last episode on Skrull Radio, which is obviously absolutely devastating. but that song, I think the reason it's so appropriate for mothers to sing to daughters and...
Which just, in this scenario, you're my mom. Go on.
Yes.
Mommy Mariah.
Aw.
Because it really just... It says everything that you would want for someone that you love, just to live without reservation and to let life happen how it's supposed to, and to love and to be happy and to just enjoy things. And if you know Brandon and love Brandon, that's all you would want for this man, because looking at him, like, just that face, it just, I love you. And I'm so grateful that I had the chance to work with you and become such very close friends and be inspired by you and motivated by you, because as close as we are, like, you were our leader for this entire time and really took Skrull Radio to something that it wasn't before. And kind of implemented some structure to the radio show and made it really awesome. So congratulations for that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Is this my time to say something?
Megan,
go for it.
Yeah.
Well, let me just take a second.
Oh, Delilah has made a visit on my last show. Thank you so much for coming in, Delilah.
Brandon, you're more than just like breakfast. You're like Christmas. The happiest time of the year. You bring joy, Brandon.
I didn't know Delilah felt quite that way about me, but I'm really glad she does.
She's getting a little, she's getting emotional too.
Sure,
she had to turn off. But anyway, exactly like she said, Brandon, in a really subtle sexual way, you are absolutely amazing. And I mean, just building off of what, you know, Mariah said, I think, you know, when I first came, you know, to the Writing Center, you were new too, but it seemed like you just had everything figured out already. Like, we were at the same place of like, welcome to the Echo Bowl, but Brandon just had just like, okay, so I have everything figured out already, so I'm just gonna kind of lead the way. But you do that in such a way that, and I'm sure this was like with your students in every leadership position you have, it's just like, you are leading, but in such an inviting way, you know, like, yeah. It's, you're not just this like Napoleon leader, like lead the charge. You are just like, no, like, let me walk with you as we, you know, walk together through whatever, you know, thing we're taking on. And just with Skrull Radio, it's been such a pleasure. And I think honestly, going forward, like, I'm glad in a way that I won't be here next year, because it wouldn't be the same without you. It really wouldn't. And even, you know, just seeing you at the Writing Center or every Friday morning, you know, it's always just such a heartwarming, just pleasant time to be with you. And we can just sit on the couch and just like, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. We're just having like snap-worthy conversations, you know.
We had one this morning.
Absolutely, we did. And, you know, you can just be anything you want with Brandon. You can be totally real. You can just be a goof. You could talk about everything from Beyonce to like women's rights. You know what I mean? And yeah. Like, that's what makes Brandon so awesome, is that you can just be whatever. You can go to any level you want with Brandon, and he will just like be right there with you,
yeah,
and just be completely invested in your conversation and who you are. There is no discriminatory or like judgmental bone in Brandon's body. And I think that's really what draws so many people to you. I don't know anyone who could ever say a bad thing about you. And I would say that's pretty standard for every place that you've been, every place that you will go, and in every workplace, every, you know, home that you enter, I think you will be welcomed with open arms. And if they don't, then just like, bye.
I'll find you.
Yeah, right.
And I do need to play one short clip from Rima Mandwi.
Oh, please.
Who wasn't able to come on, but she wanted to play this, and it wouldn't play on our computer, so I'm going to play it for my phone. Apologies for the low sound quality if it doesn't work quite as well.
Brandon, I don't even know where to begin. Obviously, I have all of New York thinking of you on your last day of school, but I had to take the time to be there, even though I'm not physically there, and just tell you that the last 2 years of school with you have been absolutely amazing. You've become one of my closest friends. I don't know if I would have even survived without having every Friday morning with you and all of our vegan treats and all of our love and all of our laughter. I'm so excited to see where you go in the future and maybe even end up on your own radio show where perhaps we can be featured guests, and yes. I will obviously listen as much as possible. You've been such a wonderful person to work with, such a great leader. You know I'll be hitting you up for a lot of recommendation in my future because I've never been so close with someone who's been in a leadership position. And someone I've worked so close with and have grown to love so much. So I love you dearly. I hope that school has been as wonderful for you as it has been for us. It's been such an honor working with you. And I mean, really, to make a long story short, you get an A, baby. And, you know, this is not goodbye. This is just the next time we find a radio show. And also, hello to everyone else. Love you all, and I love you, Scroll Nation.
Oh my God. Thank you, Rima.
References.
Thank you, Rima. So many inside jokes packed into like 2 seconds at the end of that. Well, God, this is a terrible start. I can hardly even talk. And we're already running late, but I'm just going to talk. I'm just going to be concise. I have absolutely loved doing Scrawl. When I went to graduate assistant orientation, they didn't tell us what position we were in. We actually got to like kind of pick, like put like our preferences, and I ended up putting Scrawl at the top of my list because it was something I had never done before and I wanted to try something new and different and like diversify my skills and stuff. And who knew how much I was going to love doing it. It's been awesome. And as you guys pointed out, like I really did try to give the show something different. I worked really hard for that. I worked hard to give the show structure and to give the show organization and like drive and direction and stuff that like the people who hosted before me, Kevin and Robert, were just amazing at helping me with at the very beginning. So shout out to them. And then getting to work with two of you and with Rima and with Teresa even earlier in this year has just been a pleasure. And I mean, you two are just among the most wonderful people in the whole universe. And Rima as well, of course. And God, I kind of don't even know like how to properly express it. I guess I'll just thank some people. I want to thank Jeffrey for always being there for me and always being supportive and there for me in wonderful ways. My parents, mom and dad, who I know are listening right now. Hi, I love you guys. And I'll see you in like a week. The rest of my family, my close friends here at the Writing Center, you guys know who you are, the administration at the Aqua Bowl. Thank you for being so trusting in me and kind of just letting me, for lack of a better, like more like official term, like do what I do with like pretty minimal interaction otherwise. It has just been a pleasure. And I guess I'll end with that. Can't believe this is the end. Yeah, that's all I've got. Thank you so much for anyone who ever listened to the show. Thank you.
Oh, we love you, Brandon.
We love you, Brandon.
The show is not going to be the same without you. But we would love for you to sign off for the last time.
I would be really happy to. And by the way, I plan on listening still next year. So whoever is hosting this show next year, I know that you guys will love them as much as I do. We will sign off in the way we always sign off. Oh, my God. I will say, this is Scrawl Radio reminding you to, and we'll all say, put it in writing together. This is Scrawl Radio reminding you to put it in writing.